I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 28th. A group of Quincy residents filed a lawsuit in Norfolk Superior Court yesterday opposing the installation of two religious statues set to be built outside of the city's new public safety building. The group claims they don't want publicly owned property or government officials promoting specific religious beliefs, which they say violates the Massachusetts Constitution. The two statues, one of St. Michael and St. Florian, will cost $850,000. According to court documents, the residents are seeking a preliminary injunction that would prevent the city from proceeding with its, quote, unconstitutional plan while the lawsuit remains ongoing. In February, Quincy City councilors both supported and opposed the decision to commission the statues. They say the decision was never up to them. This was solely the mayor's decision. Plaintiff Gilly Rosenthal says the suit is about keeping government neutral to make everyone feel welcome. He says the statues send the wrong message about who the city serves and who it doesn't. The new public safety building is expected to open this fall. S&P Global Ratings has revised the City of Quincy's financial outlook from stable to negative, but also affirmed its AA long-term rating on the city's general obligation debt. The report says the negative rating reflects Quincy's elevated debt burden and diminished budgetary flexibility following years of rising costs. The agency says Quincy has $92 billion in debt, but has a strong capacity to pay principal and interest when the bonds come due. The city maintains a high investment grade rating and a low market risk profile, according to S&P. Proceeds from the latest bonds are used for capital projects, including funding a portion of the new Squantum School. S&P does say that there is a 1-in-3 chance they could lower the ratings if the city is unable to fully leverage its revenue-raising ability to absorb an upcoming increase to debt service costs in 2026. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is exploring the idea of creating a new city-owned multi-level building that would house the Adams Presidential Center, a performing arts center, cultural center, and civic space. The city is seeking requests for qualifications from companies to design the new space. Koch says the idea is still in the conceptual phase. Companies have until June 6 to submit their proposals. Koch says a committee will narrow down the choices to three and then submit them to him for approval. No cost has been assigned to the project, and no location has been determined for the new building. A previous plan to create a multi-level performing arts center and residential complex in Quincy Center has been canceled. Proposal for a new apartment complex at the site of the former Grumpy White's restaurant on C Street in Quincy is under review by the Quincy Planning Board. Developers are proposing a new three-story, 18-unit, multi-family residential building with 41 parking spaces. The current proposal was downsized from an earlier plan for a four-story, 24-unit building after neighbors expressed concerns about the size of the project. The building has also been redesigned to fit with the character of the neighborhood, and a new traffic signal is expected to increase safety entering and exiting the adjacent Quincy Youth Hockey Arena. The meeting was continued until June 25th. Grumpy White's closed in 2020 after 40 years in business. The Quincy Planning Board has unanimously approved a proposal for a five-story, 48-unit apartment complex for Willard Street, across from the Common Market Restaurant. The plan was downsized from the initial proposal for a six-story, 58-unit complex after neighbors complained about the size and traffic impacts. There will be 84 parking spaces for the new building. Concern was also raised about a historic granite house on the property, but the owners have agreed to gift the structure to the city at no cost. The building, made of Quincy granite, will be disassembled, then reassembled at the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum at the Lions Turning Mill. Concerns about flooding in that area were also addressed to the satisfaction of the planning board. Proposals for three new housing developments on Old Colony Avenue in Quincy are still under review by the planning board. The plans call for a five-story, 62-unit condo complex and a separate 19-unit condo complex. Attorney Ed Fleming explains the proposal has been downsized based on neighborhood feedback. The smaller development that was to be used as affordable apartments has been changed to market-rate condos. Both proposals will be heard again at the June 25th Planning Board meeting. Well, visitors to the historic Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy can now rest on two new benches built by students in the Quincy High School Carpentry Program. Recently, the Colonial Dames who run the homestead commissioned the students to build the benches to be placed at the entrance to the homestead. Students and their instructor, Robert Burke, delivered and installed the benches recently. A veteran nurse at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is being credited for quickly responding to an urgent call for help from a correctional officer who was being assaulted by an inmate at the Dedham Jail. Nurse Edward Reardon was awarded meritorious recognition at the annual Excellence in Corrections Awards ceremony in Worcester. Reardon was praised for intervening in a fight last December where an officer was being attacked during an overnight shift. Reardon positioned himself between the injured officer and the attacker until help arrived. Reardon was honored by Secretary of Public Safety and Security Terrence Reedy and Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott. A local man is being called a hero after jumping into action over the weekend to save someone from drowning in Quincy. Thomas Concilio was fishing on Sunday afternoon with his wife on the Marina Bay dock when they noticed a father and son coming their way. The child then jumped into the water. Concilio jumped into the 52-degree water. Concilio, a National Guardsman, kept the son afloat until first responders arrived. Emergency crews were on scene within minutes of a 911 call, but without Concilio's early intervention, the outcome could have been different. Lieutenant Christopher Barry says Quincy firefighters practice skilled maneuvers to be able to rescue people from the water in these types of situations. Although bystanders can play a critical role, he cautions people to know their limits when emergency strikes. As summer approaches, he offers a few water safety reminders, including using a personal flotation device, only swimming where a lifeguard is on duty, never swimming alone. That driver accused in a deadly crash at the Apple Store in Hingham in 2022 has moved for access to a wide range of Toyota vehicle safety and control records, according to court documents. Bradley Rain faces charges including second-degree murder and motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation over the November 21, 2022 crash that killed 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of Wayne, New Jersey, and injured 22 others. Ryan was behind the wheel of his 2019 Toyota 4Runner when it crashed through the front glass window of the Apple Store. First responders found workers and bystanders administering first aid to the victims, several of whom were badly injured. Ryan told police at the scene his foot got stuck on the SUV's accelerator. He had no alcohol or drugs in his system. He was in court yesterday for a hearing where his request for 4Runner safety and control system data was discussed, according to the Plymouth DA's office, which opposes the motion as being very broad and without the defense having identified any anomalies that it needs to clarify. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 740 points. The NASDAQ is up 461, and the S&P added 118. World stocks are mixed after a closely watched auction of 40-year Japanese government bonds fell flat as worries mount over growing levels of debt. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil $61 a barrel. Sports: Brewers beat the Red Sox 5-1. The series will wrap up in Milwaukee at 1:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today: increasing cloudiness and a high of 78 degrees. Cloudy tonight and a low of 55. So there's showers around tomorrow, cooler, the high of 64. Friday, some afternoon showers at a high of 77. And then scattered showers on Saturday at a high of 73. For the boater, waves about a foot, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 1:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:12, sets at 8:10. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy all this week due to the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 28th.